Welcome to the Echo Tips Podcast.
Here's a sneak peek into what we're going to cover in this week's episode of the Echo Tips Podcast. Is the object usually found in a kitchen? Yes? No? Maybe?
No, the object is not normally found in the kitchen. Try asking about another location, perhaps? Or its use might be a valuable angle.
Well, hello, hello, and welcome to the Echo Tips Podcast this week. As you could tell from our prelude today, we're going to be having fun with some games today, or at least one particular game, and I'll mention another as well. And what is unique about these games? Well, they use generative AI large language models to be extra smart, if you will. And so kind of a prelude of maybe things to come when we think about choose your adventure games or different ways that games can interact with us in a very smart, kind of intuitive way when we give them direction or verbal commands and things like that. So very exciting what we're going to be looking at today. So this was also announced by Amazon recently. Tom's Guide and a few others spoke about this right in connection with some of the things we've covered earlier, such as the A-Lady Beta and the Splash skill where you could generate music and lyrics and your own songs, which was really kind of crazy, and character AI. So this is kind of mentioned right amongst many of them, and I haven't talked about it yet. So we're going to in particular look at that today. Now, for our new listeners, welcome. My name is David Ward. I'm an assistive technology instructor with the New Vision program at Goodwill, based here in the Blue Ridge Mountains of Southwest Virginia. And you'll find our podcast, little nuggetized episodes. We're in our sixth season now with over 125,000 listens to the past five seasons and this season, where we cover all sorts of things connected with your Amazon Echo and your best buddy there, the A-Lady. And so we talk about hardware, we've talked about skills, we talk about use cases for parents, for children, for caregivers, for senior citizens. Various accessibility tools for those with disabilities. We've talked about using Echoes in business environments, in nursing homes, assisted living homes, all sorts of different things over the time. And now we've really been delving a lot into AI lately. So if you haven't listened to our back catalog, just go back a few episodes. We've talked about character AI. We've talked about the A-Lady Beta. We've talked about that music generation skill, Splash, just a lot of really cool stuff lately that just kind of blows your mind. It's really wild. Well, we like to welcome you new listeners and new returning listeners as well. And so before we delve into this this volley game skill, we're going to take a brief message about our podcast, and then we will be right back. This episode is brought to you by New Vision at Goodwill Industries of the Valleys, and also made possible in part by a grant from the Virginia Board for the Blind and Vision Impaired. New Vision is a program of Goodwill that provides information services and assistive technology training to individuals with visual impairments. Goodwill Industries of the Valleys is a nonprofit organization serving Central, Southwest, and Southside, Virginia. Goodwill's mission is to empower individuals, strengthen families, and inspire communities. These shows are provided for educational purposes. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without written permission from New Vision. Well, hello, hello again, and welcome back to the podcast. As I mentioned earlier, we are going to be mentioning or talking about skills, and I would imagine, or games, I should say, skills and games. Skills is kind of like their version of apps, but really could include games or any kind of application that they use, hence apps, right? It's short for applications. But in particular today, we're going to be talking about one that has new AI smartness that was rolled out from Amazon back in September. Now, we haven't really seen much in the games arena of this, although I kind of alluded to it in the character AI skill, which is a third-party Australian company. And they had actually a games and fun section, you might remember, where I think I had somebody, a fight between Superman and somebody else, and we had to argue. I argue with the AI over who would win, and that was kind of cute. But if you dug down a little further into it and went a few more layers deep, you would have found there's an adventure game. There's a game, I don't know if it's really a game, but I think it could be a game in the future where you're kind of like in command of a starship when you're talking to the computer AI and asking it what to do and where to go. The adventure game is kind of really cool. I started off as like a guy with a sword in a cave and had been captured by some sort of monster spider. It was kind of interesting. So today, though, is another third-party company, Volley Inc., and they make Volley games, and apparently they made a number of games over the years, probably connected with many things you've probably heard before, board games, TV show game shows. But today, this is the one where they demonstrated generative AI and really its ability to work a problem. And in this particular case, the invocation term is Volley Games. So if you have an echo and hearing distance, we're about to start the demo, so you might want to shut its ears off before we do that real quick. And we'll get right into it now, okay? So, and this is totally unrehearsed, so we'll see where we go. Alexa, open Volley Games.
Welcome back to 20 Questions. I'm your AI host, Riddlestiltskin. Your mission is to decode my object with 20 questions or fewer.
Okay.
Need a hint? Just ask. Today's object hails from the household objects category. I think you'll be able to guess this one. What's your first question?
Do you use it in the kitchen? No? No?
A slight stumble there. Remember, your questions should be about the object, not about me. For instance, is the object usually found in a kitchen? How about giving that another try?
Is the object usually found in a kitchen? Yes, no, maybe?
No, the object is not normally found in the kitchen. Try asking about another location, perhaps? Or its use might be a valuable angle.
Do you use it with clothing? Or maybe some sort of laundry thing?
No, the object is not typically used with clothing. Try thinking about items used in communication or daily life. What's your next question?
Do you use it for cleaning?
No, the object is not used for cleaning. It's a daily life necessity usually associated with communication. Ready to delve deeper?
Well, that's giving me a hint. Is it a telephone? What else is communication?
Yes, congratulations.
That's too easy.
You've got it.
Too easy.
The object is indeed a phone. Good work asking your questions. You solved it in only 4 questions.
Oh, yeah.
Would you like to play again?
Help? Let's just see what else is available here. Probably.
Sure. Not. Here's a refresher. In 20 questions,
okay.
I think of an object and you try to guess it by asking yay or no questions.
Mm-hmm.
You have at most 20 questions. Do you want to start a new game?
Stop. Okay, so that gives you guys a little bit of a clue. Now,
thank you for playing 20 Questions. I enjoyed our game and I hope to see you again soon.
Okay.
Would you like to start a new game?
Exit. Exit. So anyway, that gives you a little bit of a clue. This new AI, now, a little bit of latency there. I don't know if that's the internet today or what's going on, but that was a little odd because I hadn't really experienced it with some of the others, but a lot of people are playing it. I don't know which. So very kind of interesting. Now, this may herald back to a skill we probably demoed a game years ago, probably in the first or second season called something like Akinator, and it's still around. You can still play that. But it's almost the reverse of this, and it doesn't have any kind of AI smarts. I don't know exactly what it uses, some sort of tree logic or something. It's some sort of if-then, I don't know. Anyway, But it's the exact opposite, actually. You choose the item. You keep the item in your head, and then it asks you the questions till it burrows down to who you're talking about or what thing you're talking about. It was pretty crazy, some of the stuff, because I would like choose a character from a TV show or something like that. It would slowly whittle down until it got really what it was. It was pretty amazing. I think what's interesting about this is, just reflecting back, is we're really talking to the AI in a very conversational manner today. Now, I think part of my problem earlier was he didn't get what I said, is I probably didn't say it after he had come back to listen, and maybe it cut off part of my statement. But really, you're having a dialogue with it. You know, is it a blah 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 cleaning implement? Is it something I use in the bedroom or in the living room, or is it something I store in a closet? You know, and in a real, there's a lot of different ways you could phrase that, and the large language model is boiling that down to the thing that's the thing, which in this case was a telephone. And so really kind of wild to think about how it's doing that. You know, in many ways you're like, well, it's just playing the game in reverse, the thing that we had from like 7 years ago. But no, it's not. Because in that case, I'm telling the thing just yes or no. And it all it has to process is yes or no. Is it a fruit, a vegetable? Is it what's those typical things? Is it a vegetable, a thing, or a person, you know, or whatever? And I would just say yes or no. And in 20 questions, it would drill it down and say, oh, yeah, it was Spock off of Star Trek, you know. Yeah, really kind of bizarre. So, but anyway, this may herald, and like I said, if you want to see another example of this, check out back into Character AI under Fun and Games. And you may have to dig down a few layers deep. It's not in the first four that it gives you. It might be in the second or third, an adventure game and some options like that. So really kind of interesting to see where this could go. You think about the Trapped in Your Room games, or those classic like games, like you're in a dungeon from the 80s or something, and you got to choose, you know, which direction and what you do. A really interesting way to change that kind of model, but a real interesting dialogue. You know, you can have this dialogue, right, with it. So it's really kind of wild, and it can morph. And in the case of the Character AI game, we'll take a look at that in the future. It can kind of morph the game to your dialogue. You know, you ask about something and they say, oh, yeah, okay, well, yeah, there is a town over to the left, you know, and they can kind of merge the game, meld the game to fit you. It's kind of bizarre. But anyway, so that will sum up this week's activities. Feel free to give that a try. If you have any thoughts or suggestions about a future episode, by all means, reach out to us on Facebook or Twitter, now known as X, at Goodwill Industries of the Valleys, or you can email us at info@goodwillvalleys.com. And we once again ask that it's time again to turn the ears back on your echo, start practicing some of the many things you've learned. I'm David Ward for the New Vision Program, and we do thank you for listening.
Thanks, Dave. Let me tell you a bit more. Let me put on my official sounding voice. Ahem, ahem. This episode is brought to you by New Vision at Goodwill Industries of the Valleys, and also made possible in part by a grant from the Virginia Board for the Blind and Vision Impaired. New Vision is a program of Goodwill that provides information services and assistive technology training to individuals with visual impairments. Goodwill Industries of the Valleys is a nonprofit organization serving Central, Southwest, and Southside Virginia. Goodwill's mission is to empower individuals, strengthen families, and inspire communities. These shows are provided for educational purposes. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without written permission from New Vision. Phew. Thanks for listening.